The Startup to Scale Up Game Plan is brought to you by Alpina Search, Europe's premier talent search firm, dedicated to helping technology startups and scale-ups recruit high-impact executives. Now over to your host, Gary Riemann.
Jonathan Organ is a founding partner at Axiom Equity. Axiom's a new breed of B2B SaaS investor, and they aim to challenge convention and think outside of the box. So, Jonathan, I'm intrigued to hear more about Axiom's fresh approach. Welcome to the Startup to Scale Up Game Plan.
Yeah, thanks, Gary. No, absolutely delighted to tell you a bit more about Axiom and why we think we're a little bit different in the investor universe.
Absolutely. So let's go back to the beginning of Axiom. So what were you doing before you and your colleagues launched Axiom, and what life events or light bulb moments have shaped Axiom's pretty much unique investment philosophy?
So prior to starting up Axiom, I've had a software background. So I've spent the last 20 years focused on software in various different capacities. I've had a number of different strings to the bow, including strategy consulting, law, and also investment banking. And then I spent close to 5 years in operations of businesses, where I help businesses, particularly software businesses, grow and scale. In terms of the background of some of my partners, and in particular, my co-founding partner, a guy called Ed Fraser, he's had a background in investing, in sort of traditional investing and UK middle market. And what we had, as we sort of explored many, many conversations over many lunches and dinners over sort of almost a 15-year period, we had a list of similarities in terms of the sorts of excitement we had around software businesses and also the sorts of characteristics we were looking to support in software businesses. So when we came together with the sort of the idea of setting our Axiom, it was off the back of some gaps we saw in the UK lower mid-market. So we define UK lower mid-market as businesses that have between 5 and 15 million pounds of ARR. What there wasn't until we set up Axiom was an investor who could invest in businesses with a sort of a growth buyout mentality. So what I mean by that is you had historically, two groups of investors: the venture capital ecosystem that is very well served in the UK. It looks for, again, sort of speaking generically, businesses growing very fast and often burning significant amounts of cash in order to achieve that growth. And then you had another category of investor, which is the more sort of generalist LBO style investor that looks to generate returns by finding profitable businesses and putting leverage on those businesses to gear up returns. What we saw as a gap and where we've sought to fill that gap is for businesses that sit in the middle. It's the profile of business where traditionally or frequently the businesses have been bootstrapped by founders. They've not wanted to take on venture capital investment because the style of investing from venture capital doesn't always suit everyone. So what they've done is they've grown the business within their means, which means they've historically run the business at break even and have reinvested any cash generated back into revenue growth, which means, you know, break even plus businesses that are growing nicely, probably not the venture 100% plus growth, but maybe between 30 and 70%. Have historically found a challenge when looking to get to that next phase of professionalization. Historically, the choices have either been be acquired by a consolidator or, you know, have funding from an equity investor that looks for value opportunities, so doesn't give the founders of those businesses the sorts of valuations that those businesses deserve. So what we sought to do is come in and off the back of our understanding in the SaaS ecosystem and our understanding of investing, bring those two elements together to invest in businesses that we can see the revenue growth opportunity and we can look to support that without coming into those businesses and saying, hey guys, what's wrong? Why are you not generating profit? How about we sort of come up with a cost reduction plan so that we can create profit in the next 6 to 18 months? And stick some leverage on you. That is not our style. And so what we've come up with is a very differentiated value proposition that I think is helping us push a lot of open doors, which we're very excited about. I think it's really important, actually, just at the outset, to try and distinguish ourselves with what we see as traditional venture capital. And again, I'm speaking in generalizations now, Gary. I think it's really important to note that because, of course, every firm is different. But the way that we see venture capital is a sort of an investor that takes bets, many, many bets on many different businesses. And a significant majority of the businesses that the venture capital investor makes bets on often will fail. That is very different to the Axiom investing philosophy. We do not want any investment we make to fail. We are, from a sort of a time and resource perspective, very involved with the businesses we invest in, not from an operating perspective. We don't know how to run those businesses as well as the founders of those businesses do, but from a support perspective, from a desire to create value and add value for those businesses, whether it be organically or through M&A, we are very involved. And I think that distinguishes us significantly from a lot of venture investors that simply can't be involved in that sort of level of detail with the volume of businesses they look to invest in. Anyway, the reason I mention all of that is because that means that we do distinguish how we identify businesses. We're much more focused in terms of our approach, and we spend more time with individual businesses as we build relationships with those businesses on the path to an investment versus a venture investor that simply cannot commit that same sort of bandwidth, time and attention for each individual investment.
Since you've got this kind of unique approach, does that mean that you're always the sole institutional investor in a company, or can you co-invest with like-minded investors?
For the most part, we will be the sole institutional investor on the cap table. We don't invest as part of series. We don't invest as part of syndicates. And part of the reason for that is because of the value we would like to create with the businesses that we work with. And of course, you know, when we create value, we would like to be the beneficiary of that value alongside the founders and the management team of the businesses we invest in. So that's how we sort of think about that. We also have a different flexibility with the way that we invest versus venture investors. So again, generally speaking, venture investors will invest small minorities as part of syndicates. They'll end up with an overall minority in the business individually. And typically the type of investment they make is primary only. So that means money in onto the balance sheet. Versus Axiom. Axiom's philosophy is different. So we do cash in and cash out, meaning that we can help founders de-risk as they look to scale the business to the next phase. We can also make minority or majority investments. And importantly, we help support businesses grow not only organically, but also through M&A as well. So we play a very active role in sourcing merger and acquisition opportunities for businesses and take a lot of the heavy lifting off of portfolios who are looking to expand, portfolio companies looking to expand that way by running a lot of that workflow in-house.
So if I were the CEO of a company that you'd invested in and you're able to offer strategic, financial, operational support to my business, what would perhaps the first year or so feel like in terms of my relationship with you and your partners and the kind of support, kind of input I would get from your team?
So the relationship and the collaboration starts, as mentioned, many months before an investment process begins. At that point in time, we would expect to have a pretty clear understanding around the strategy and the vision of the business, having, you know, built that relationship and had those discussions with the founders that we're looking to back as part of the investment. During the investment phase itself, at that point, we will, you know, inverted commas, formalize what the first phase of an investment will look like. So this is traditionally either a 30, 60, 90 day plan or a 100 day plan, depending on which side of the Atlantic, you know, you're from and the terminology used to describe it. But effectively, it's a sort of a time-based plan that walks through the sorts of steps we will take early on into the investment. In terms of the high level, what a founder and a team of managers would expect to receive by way of support from Axiom, it's not only support in delivering that 100-day plan, which is the product of a collaborative, you know, set of conversations, but also additional support through, we have a sort of a phenomenon within Axiom called the Axiom Deal Heroes. And this is where we partner with people from the ecosystem in which we're investing. And these individuals will have had success building and running businesses within that ecosystem. And we will partner with those individuals as, for example, strategic advisors or board members to help provide answers to some of the questions that founders have when they're scaling businesses, which is challenging and which is lonely. And so we provide that sort of network of support, both in terms of, you know, investor understanding and wherewithal. And I should mention, you know, an important part of Axiom's founding team is this combination of investors and operators, meaning that we have this unique understanding of what sort of support founders require when scaling businesses. So we have that empathy, which we can provide to businesses, and we sort of build that into the support that we provide businesses as we're going through that first year. And then what you'll also have is us going away and looking for additional conversations, whether it's on the commercial side or the strategic side or the M&A side. And, you know, often we'll be collating that into ways that we can, you know, build it into the sort of the regular communications we're having with founders. So the founders will often sort of be receiving additional deal opportunities, M&A or commercial, on a sort of an ad hoc basis as we go through that, not only the first year, but also the entire investment phase.
And how do you structure the incentives for yourself and the managing partners, and indeed for employees involved in the deals, to ensure that everyone's truly aligned with the portfolio's goals?
That is traditional private equity incentives. So we will all have collectively have heard of the 2-in-20 regime that exists within the asset management space. And, you know, Axiom is no different in terms of its incentivization. So it's very much linked to the success of the businesses we invest in. And that's why we are so keen for every business that we partner with to have a successful outcome. This is a case where not only we benefit as people who are compensated from successful outcomes of our investments, but it also benefits the founders and the management teams of those businesses, because, you know, our incentivization is aligned with their success, and we are therefore keen to support those businesses to be as successful as they possibly can be. That is very different to the venture model, for example, where, you know, the alpha is generated by 1, 2, 3, 4 businesses in a portfolio of, say, 50, where, you know, 40 of the businesses just don't succeed at all, are overlooked in terms of value contribution by the investors themselves. And that's fine for that sort of venture capital model. But for the founders themselves, particularly of those businesses in the bottom half, inverted commas, that are probably actually very high quality businesses still, but just may not be growing, you know, 200%. Maybe they're only growing 50, which is an unbelievable growth rate, by the way. So I just want to make that very clear. But because they're not in that sort of top quartile, top decile of the venture portfolio, they're not getting attention. And as a result, you know, maybe the businesses aren't supported in the way they need to be. this is individuals' lives we're talking about. These are, you know, founders who have come to investors for support, are not getting it, and maybe their business breaks as a result. That's devastating for the individuals involved with those businesses. Whereas the venture investor might still be fine because they invested in a, you know, in a sort of a deck of corn that's going to drive alpha for the entire fund. We don't think like that. It's absolutely critical that all of our founders succeed because we want them to. We want to be part of a successful ecosystem of software businesses in the UK and Europe. And we want to do well ourselves and for our investors, our limited partners who have taken the risk to invest in us.
And because your mindset is so different to the classic VC mindset, as well as looking at size of company, growth of ARR, et cetera, do you look at the mindset of the CEOs or the founding team quite closely to see if they're truly aligned?
Yes, it's a really good question. We absolutely come across businesses which do not share alignment in terms of their strategy and our investment purpose. And that's okay. You know, that's absolutely fine. Every single business has, you know, different ideas, different strategies, different ways of going about things. And, you know, who are we? Who is Axiom to judge whether things are right or things are wrong? What we ensure is we ensure we have alignment with the businesses we invest in. So we're independently working together. And I think that's so important because, you know, we are a relationship investor. We want to build relationships with our management teams where we can have honest and open and transparent discussions. But ultimately, our objectives are absolutely aligned. It's just about how we can collectively head in that direction in the most effective way. I think when you have strategies which are, you know, start on day one as different, that just becomes a lot more challenging to manage the relationship because often you're talking at cross purposes. And so part of our sort of investment criteria, if you will, is just ensuring that we are on the same wavelength, the same page as the management teams that we're looking to support.
That makes sense. And I'd love to hear a bit more about your vision for the future. Do you think you'll move the business into adjacent sectors or into adjacent geos? What's the likely next 5 to 10 year evolution of Axiom?
I think what we are going to be doing is sticking to the knitting. It's a slightly sort of boring response. What I mean by sticking to the knitting is the gap that we see exists in, as mentioned, the UK Lurbid market for that sort of size business that I mentioned. Once you get above that scale, then actually you start getting more investors interested in businesses, particularly US growth funds will cross the Atlantic for equity checks of, you know, £50 million and over. But it's the part of the market that sits below that I think could really use someone like an Axiom, someone who can help take them to the next level, who understands the sort of the wants and needs of a sort of a SaaS business, i.e. that it's effective and efficient to run at break-even and drive revenue growth over the investment period and not be penalized from a valuation perspective. I think that's really important. And I think that's where Axiom is serving the ecosystem really nicely. I think we'll carry on doing that for the next 5 or 10 years. And I think the way that we're, you know, looking to support the ecosystem is not by finding businesses and doing quick flips, again, like, you know, generic private equity. But I think we will look to support our businesses in the long term through creative continuation vehicles where we can continue to partner with founders, not just over 3 to 5 years, but over 10 and over 15 and over 20 years. And I think that really informs our investment criteria and investment outlook when we come into a business. You know, we say to ourselves, is this a business and is this an ecosystem that requires a sort of a vertical leader over the long term? And can we help these founders create that long-term, you know, winner within the particular segment that it serves? And so that's where we want to be. We want to be, you know, the supporters of the best software businesses in the UK and really help elevate the UK as part of a UK-European software ecosystem that I think is, quite frankly and candidly, behind the US. We want to be part of the, you know, the sort of the ecosystem that helps elevate businesses so that we can sit shoulder to shoulder with the US and be proud of the great businesses and products that are being built at the moment and not getting the, you know, the same sort of airtime that a lot of the US counterparts are.
And final question from me, if you were to step back in time and meet your younger self as you were setting out on your investment career, what's the one piece of advice you'd love to give young Jonathan to help him on his journey?
That's a great question. I think the way that I think of all of my experiences, which by the way have been very non-linear and non-traditional for, you know, somebody who is very fortunately sat in the position I'm sat in today, I've sort of, you know, swapped careers. I've gone from, as I say, consultancy to law to investment banking to operations and now private equity. I'd say to myself, just don't worry about the outcome. Just stay in the moment, sort of enjoy the moment and really absorb all of the different experiences you're getting. I think I did that, but I think I had this sort of underlying anxiety as, you know, you're sort of constantly worried about whether or not you're going to be successful and you're going to achieve what it is that, you know, you've got that vision of achieving. I think the advice would be just enjoy it. Just take your time. Don't worry about, you know, where you're going to be in the future. Enjoy the experiences for what they are now. I think that's probably the best advice.
Yeah, I wish someone had taken me aside two or three decades ago with that advice. Mm. Great advice. All right. Well, Jonathan, thank you so much for joining me today and walking me through Axiom's pretty much unique approach to B2B SaaS investing.
No problem at all, Gary. Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed it.
This episode of the Startup to Scale Up Game Plan was brought to you by Alpina Search. Head over to www.alpinasearch.com for advice on scaling your technology startup and recruiting high-impact senior talent.